I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. This is the Morning Shift. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Swib Billy. And to my right, she's the first lady of Atlanta baseball, the queen of improv, a tofu taster, Miss Allie Mack. Straight ahead, I've got the All-American national champion, former Atlanta Falcon, Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson. And not that it matters to you, but to my left, I have an Eagles fan. Creepy waiver, Mr. Dylan Dylon Matthews, and with our forces combined, we make up the greatest sports talk radio show in the city, and from 6 to 9 a.m., this is the Morning Shift, and it is time, Allie, to look forward. We're no longer looking behind at Buffalo. I mean, we got other things to get to, but we are setting the table for a Sunday night matchup, our third primetime game in six, will be our sixth game. So we are just hitting the ground rolling here in Atlanta.
It's amazing to me how a three-day weekend really throws you off, but Monday Night Football also really throws you off.
Preach.
In the locker room, you have a 24-hour rule for almost all football coaches. Universally are like, hey, you got 24 hours, win or lose, get rid of it, flush it, whatever it is, get it out of your system. I would say we operate on a 48-hour rule around here. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I would say that we give it 2 days.
Yeah, and I think it's – look, we can't not talk about a win like that.
100%.
For more than just – like, we can't just talk about it for 24 hours. Like, it needs to give us this dude. Also, let's just be real. You know, yesterday they didn't practice. They had meetings and everything, but they're – and it's smart, and I think we'll get into this probably later in the season, Mike, but it's very smart to me because of the fact that you have no more bye weeks, and you are – that was a physical game. But, Allie, I'm driving in, and I'm like, it's Wednesday. No, wait, it's Thursday. Mm-hmm. Wait, what day is it? And I honestly just could not fathom what day it was, and it feels like a short week, but then again, it feels like I've been working for 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah,
and I haven't. I've actually had rest, so it's.
I was going to say, it's last two weekends we haven't worked.
I know,
so it's been nice.
So I'm completely confused, much like I would be in a 3 day or 4 day work week
when you get thrown off.
I say
like
I
that.
Didn't work. I guess Bo was selling cars.
I did sell cars Saturday. Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you.
I'm trying to give you credit where credit's due, my friend.
Thank you.
Bo sold a car. I've sold 3 cars. Those are the stats I've been given.
Oh wow!
She said y'all are not the same.
Well,
bam!
I would
go get the dry erase board and start tallying this thing.
I would tell you, give me the equal chance of opportunities.
He said he's only had one at bat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I hit a home run. So pinch, and it was a pinch hit home run. I came off the bench and hit one.
Can I just say real quick to your introduction to me earlier? Sandra Golden actually thinks I'm an Eagles fan because of you. Because
you are.
I'm not. I'm a Falcons fan. So, again, your false narratives are working,
Dylan,
and I don't like
Dylan,
it.
Dylan, let
Coming
me ask you a
next
question.
Next week, we'll get a 76ers preview with Dylan Matthews.
Dylan, real quick, and then we've got to move on.
Yes.
Because Allie's got to give us headlines. Have you been to more Eagles games or Falcons games the last 5 years?
Well, that's such an unfair question.
Thank you. Thank you. I've been to more Eagles games, but.
Hold on. You'll take off to work for a Falcons game to go to an Eagles game.
You can't tell that man to hold on after throwing something out like that.
Exactly. When's the last time you took a game off to go to the Falcons game?
What? It's because I don't take that many games off, and I only do when I know someone really wants me to go to a specific game, and then I'm not selfish in the fact that, like, I just want to go to a Falcons game this week, so I'm going
to
take off.
I like
to make money.
So
you'll just go to an Eagles game instead.
Dylan, ask this man when's the last time he took off to go to a Falcons game as a fan.
Yeah, Bo. When's the last time you went to a Falcons game as a fan?
Hey, I think if you'll check the Atlanta Falcons Twitter, you'll see a video of me cheering in the broadcast.
There you go.
It looks like I'm multitasking, Michael.
Dylan, I think the appropriate stat you need to bring up here is how many minutes do you spend listening to the Falcons game versus how much are you paying attention to the Eagles game?
There you go.
Thank you, Alex.
Because it's every single minute of every Falcons game, right?
Every single minute, every Falcons game.
The ones he works.
Exactly correct.
The ones he works. the ones he not at an Eagles game for. I love you, Dylan. I really do.
I love you, brother. We all do.
Getting you caught up on everything that's happened since we last got to chat. Blue Jays, they're not out of this. They beat the Mariners last night, 13-4 in the ALCS. Mariners lead the series 2-1. Game 4 is tonight, along with Game 3 of the NLCS. Dodgers have a 2-0 lead on the Brewers. Maybe the Brewers can duplicate what the Blue Jays did last night. Florida Athletic Director Scott Strickland met with influential boosters on Tuesday. The result? Gators coach Billy Napier could be fired as soon as this weekend. We will get into that at 6:40. Steelers are in Cincinnati to take on the Bengals for Thursday night football. We have 40-year-old versus 40-year-old tonight. We'll talk about that when we go in the huddle at 7:20. And, of course, the least shocking headline we'll talk about all morning, Bijan Robinson wins NFC Offensive Player of the Week. It's his second honor this season. Monday, he totaled a career-best 238 yards from scrimmage.
Yeah, and had he not won, we riot.
Yeah, you know
what I mean? We riot. Like, this has been a crowning week for a lot of different reasons of Bijan Robinson, and he's put his best foot forward. I'm trying to think back on his primetime games. Obviously, he's put his best foot forward when you've been on primetime. We talked a little bit yesterday, and Grant and I talked in the postgame show about how good the Falcons have been in prime time for the last 10 years. It's kind of insane when you look at just the overall record, but also the primetime record. It doesn't really make sense. But Bijan obviously putting his best foot forward in front of a Monday Night Football audience, a national audience. And it's like we talked to Eric at home yesterday, man. Everybody's talking about it. You're not going to get any more MVP love because of it or anything like that. And we've come to terms with that. But man, he does it all, and he's obviously a guy that's well worthy of notoriety like that.
He's like 90-something yards away from his receiving total last season, and he's only got 24 catches. He had 61 last year, and he's played in 39 games. I think we really count at 38 because that Tampa game is
headache gate.
Like, yeah, I still would love the backstory on that.
Same. I don't believe the headache thing at all.
But he has 23 games of 100 yards from scrimmage or more already in his career, which is the most since he entered the league. If you're not paying I know it's not the entire fan base, but I saw a couple people tweeting yesterday, now you know Bijan. And it's like, relax. He's only in year 3. And, you know, we didn't really have any primetime games his first season.
At all. Yeah, we played straight 1 o'clock.
Yeah. And so year 2, we got a couple sprinkled in. And we've started out, like I said, we're about to play our third one in our 6th game. And so it's just so happens that, you know, he's being introduced to the national media market.
The national audience. And I'll say this as well, and this is a good problem, or I don't even want to call it a problem. It's a good thing. Most of the conversation, including really off this past weekend, but definitely when they played Sunday Night Football before, was about the pass rush. You know, about J.J. McCarthy, about getting home, about the 6 sacks. You had another, 4 this past weekend. That's a beautiful thing that we're having multiple avenues to kind of talk about a young Atlanta Falcons team and the growth that they've made. But I think it, like I said, it also circles and brings it back home when a guy like Bijan does get the love he so deserves and is able to do it in so many different ways.
I think that's
to remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers. Here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good point. I've heard more about Jeff Ulbrich. I've seen more things nationally about Jeff Ulbrich than I have Bijan Robinson this week. As amazing as that sounds or crazy as it sounds, I'm serious. Like, maybe because I tune him out a little bit more when it's Bijan because, you know, I don't get to tune him out, but I expect him. So maybe the Ulbrich ones kind of jump out more to me. But this was a hire that was criticized throughout the I don't know nationally as much as it was here at home. Yeah. You know, certain beat writers criticized it. Oh, they're hiring the friends. Mm-hmm. And certain people in this radio station, fan base. And I understood, I will say this, I understood the fan base a little bit more about it because they didn't see him for a few years, but they remembered when he was here with Dan Quinn. And I think everything at the end of the Dan Quinn Dimitroff era kind of left a sour taste in your mouth. But the Ulbrich talked about it because Dave Archer and I were talking about this on the phone yesterday, the difference in Ulbrich now and then. And Ulbrich, he talked about it in his press conference that he needed to grow. He learned a lot from leaving here and going to New York and going through all of that.
Yeah, I agree, and it goes back to everything we've heard from the players, right? Remember we played the cut from or Jesse Bates about the quote from Jesse Bates and how these guys talk about Jeff Ulbrich and just the intensity, relatability, whatever it may be. It seems like he coaches exactly like he played with his hair on fire, and he's also making defensive calls that way. It's not just like an intensity of like let's go, let's go, let's go. It's like, hey, I'm going to put you guys up to bat. We're about to be really blitz happy. We're going to try to get in the quarterback's face, and we're going to make some things happen. So it has been. It's been so nice. It's the NFL. You're not going to win the next how many got left? 12. It what goes up must come down. But I think it's a good week, right? Because you talked about it yesterday. It's kind of a family affair against San Francisco. It's a good week to kind of reflect on Jeff Ulbrich because of Robert Saleh and everything else going on with Kyle Shanahan across the field. So it's kind of a good time to reflect.
Well, real quick, don't think that Sunday Night Football won't have a graphic up of him in a Niners jersey when he played in the league, you know, and he was a linebacker there. And then they'll do just what you said, the family affair and Saleh and Ulbrich.
Oh, we'll get a picture of the Jet staff, the whole thing.
We'll get one of the Falcon staff with Raheem and Shanahan. And I thought it was interesting.
Just like this weekend on the college broadcast, you'll get a picture of Lane and Kirby over there with Nick Saban.
Yeah, and then somewhere there'll be a calorie question or a quote. But, you know, real quick, I know we got to get out, but, like, Ulbrich talked, and I know we're going to get to this cut, but Ulbrich talked about Shanahan's offense and was like, it's nothing like it was when it was here. And I want to touch on that about all these offenses, you know, and what they are and what they're not and how similar they are with just different looks, but same stuff.
We should make a bingo card of all the things you're going to see during the broadcast this weekend because it sounds like you guys have predicted quite a few things that are going to happen.
Yeah.
Well, it's Chris Collinsworth, so it's there's a few things that we know are going to happen.
It's a fair foul. Friday, tomorrow, we'll just do graphics.
Yeah, things you'll see on the broadcast.
Will there be a picture of this guy in a 49ers jersey?
Yeah. Fair.
Fair or foul, live from McDonald's and Conyers.
Well, we also had the injury report come out for the Falcons yesterday. We will talk about that. Also, of course, like we've been mentioning, Sunday will be here before we know it. It's time to shape up the Falcons defense against the 49ers offense. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.